let's all go home now because we just sung all the message. I have so enjoyed to sing with you this evening. When we see Christ. Hallelujah. I do want to thank the Lord that we could, my wife and I, can be here tonight. And we're very happy too, my wife and I, because we have a couple of special friends with us. Dean and Anna Baker are with us from just north of here, and we're glad they're going to be with us tonight and on the coming day on Sunday. I also want to thank the Lord because I believe that He's wanting me to learn some new things in my life. One of the things I think He's wanting me to learn is how to trust Him daily for strength. When I was young, I very rarely thought about strength. I just got up every morning and went to work and expended a mountain of energy and come back at the end of the day and collapsed in bed and repeated the performance the next day. But now I'm learning how to trust Him. Nothing can compare with the precious Word of God. Paul says, I have learned. But I say, I'm learning. But I really thank the Lord tonight. I want to thank Him for giving me strength to be here. And if you see me shaking a little bit, it's not because I'm nervous. I am nervous. Because it's always warmer up here than it is sitting down there. But I also count it a wonderful privilege to be here to share with you tonight. I would like to read a verse that I think you know. Proverbs
29.
My wife and I have two sons, and they are now 46 and 47 approximately in that age. When they were young, especially when they were teenagers, we encouraged them to read the book of Proverbs, the whole book of Proverbs, every month. There are 31 chapters, and many of the months of the year have 31 days. So if you read one chapter a day, you can read this in 30 days, and then just repeat it. There's wonderful counsel in the book of Proverbs for all of us as young people. Chapter 29 of Proverbs, verse
18.
Where there is no vision or where there is no revelation, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he.
他说没有异象，民就放肆，或者没有歧视，唯有遵守律法的，便为有福。
We have been singing about seeing the Lord tonight, seeing His face.
啊，我们今天唱的诗歌，我们说要看见我们主的脸。
It's a wonderful thing to behold the Lord.
这个何等的奇妙，我们能够仰望我们的主。
When we begin to behold Him, we want to continue to behold Him.
当我们开始仰望我们的主，我们愿意继续能够仰望我们的主。
I know we have quite a number of young people here tonight.
我看到有一些比较年轻的弟兄姊妹在这里。
Young students.
我的学生。
And if you are a young student here tonight, or a young person, and you're normal, you are thinking, one day, I'm going to get married.
如果你是一个年轻人，你是一个正常的人。Now, 你在想有一天我要结婚。
Now, when you're up here, you can notice things that you don't see from down there. When you're up here, you can notice things that you can't see from down there.
Okay, 你知道我站在这里，我可以看到一些你们坐在那里看不到的。
And I noticed somebody went like this. And I don't mind.
手臂，我不介意。
But all of us, if we're normal, we're the same.
对，我们如果正常了，我们都会这样子。
And God put that longing in our heart.
主把那个摆在我们心里面。
And well, it's quite a number of years since my wife and I got married.
当然，我们已经结婚很多年了。
Now, where was I going with that? I forget. It'll come back. When I was considering what I was going to share here this evening and on Sunday, I knew that most of us here would be Chinese. And I was thinking about some people that I know, they're not living anymore, that have been, had a tremendous impact on China. Someday, if the Lord tarries and we come back, I'll maybe share about these people. The first one that I thought about was Robert Morrison. He was an English missionary, a Scotch, I think, missionary to China. And he translated the Bible into Chinese. But he suffered a lot when he went to China. And then there was this dear brother Hudson Taylor. As a young man of 21, I think 20 or 21, he left England and went to China. Now, when you go to China, when we travel around the world today, we think just a few hours, like 12 hours, we'll be in China, right? But when Hudson Taylor went to China, he was on the boat for 4.5 months. I think 4.5 months. So a brother talking about Hudson Taylor, and he said that in his lifetime he made 10 trips from England to China and back. Which means he spent about 5 years, or approximately 5 years on the boat.
他大概有五年的时间是活在船上的。
Can you imagine?
你能够想象吗？
Just in travel.
就是只是旅游。
And sometimes they wondered whether they were going to make it.
有时候他还要想，我真的能够回去吗？去到吗？
How God used him in a wonderful way for China.
他们能够到中国去的。
But there was a woman missionary, and I think you've all heard her name.
有个女宣教士。
Her name was Margaret Barber. Sometimes we call her M.E. Barber.
有人说英文短写 M.E. Barber.
She was from England and went to China. And, well, I brought a little book tonight. I don't usually try to advertise books, but I brought a little book tonight. Oh, I love to advertise this Bible. Nothing. Nothing. But I brought this book because it, well, this is called Anchor to Infinity. And it's a book written and compiled by Christian Chen about Margaret Barber. So if you think you'd like to have one, then I can show you this and you can order one from our dear brother Christian Chen. Margaret Barber went to China to pray. Can you imagine? She went there to pray. And for some of the time that she was there for a number of years, she had her niece with her as a prayer partner. And the history tells us they prayed for 10 years, and maybe some say for 14 years. I want you to turn to Isaiah chapter 6. Almost right after the book of Proverbs. Isaiah chapter 6 and verse 5, at the end of the verse, only the last phrase. Isaiah said, "Mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." You see that at the end of verse 5? Mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. We are told that Margaret Barber and her prayer partner prayed for all those years that God would raise up in China men whose eyes have seen the King. God arranged for her to meet Watchman Nee and some other young brothers. And they began to have fellowship together. And she poured her life into them. And we believe they were some of the ones that God raised up, men whose eyes of their spirit had seen the King. By the Lord's grace, June and I have gone to Cuba 50 times. And we began in 1995. And this is my burden for Cuba. God, raise up in Cuba men and women whose eyes have seen the King. This is my desire and my burden for you tonight. For this group, that God will raise up right here men and women whose eyes have seen the King. When we see the Lord Jesus, we can never be the same. Turn to 2 Corinthians. Second Corinthians chapter 3. And the last verse is verse 18. But we all with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. You see what it says? But we all, with open face, behold. God wants all of us to see His lovely Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. God loves to reveal Him to His children. And to those in the world who are lost, God wants to reveal Christ. I believe this is the great longing and desire that God has, our God, that He could reveal His lovely Son to those that are lost as their Savior, and to those of us who belong to Him as our Lord, our King, our all and in all. So I've been thinking about this matter for quite a long time. About God revealing Christ. And I thought, who was the first one in the Old Covenant, in the Bible, that God appeared to in that way? Now, if you turn to the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, that great chapter 11, sometimes we call this chapter the heroes of faith. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 4. By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. We don't know how it happened, but when you read about Abel in the Old Testament, you read that he brought a sacrifice that was pleasing to God, and God accepted that. So God used Abel in that way. In that way, that's what we read about him. And verse 5 says, by faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him, for before his translation he had this testimony that he pleased God. When I think about Enoch, I think, what a great man he was. If you go back to Genesis, you find that he walked with God for 300 years. Think of it. Enoch walking with God for 300 years. And he had come to so love and know and understand God that God, it seems God said in his heart, I can't let him die. I'm going to take him without death. And that's what happened. Enoch never died. Oh, brothers and sisters, if the Lord Jesus Christ comes in our lifetime, we're not going to die. Don't you want Him to come?
Yes.
Well, I don't know. Maybe you want to finish your university course first and get that job. Maybe you want to get married and have children. Maybe there's many things you want to do. He's going to come. Oh, when I get to my message is mainly about promise. Because everywhere, it seems to me, everywhere you pick up the Bible, the Old Testament, New Testament, read about Abraham, it's about promise. It was according to promise. And so it goes on with this man. But Enoch, walking with God, and God took him so that he didn't die. But I don't read in the Old Testament that Abel saw the Lord. I don't read that. I don't read that Enoch saw the Lord. He might have, I don't know, but we don't read about it in the Bible.
他可能见到主,
and then skip over 6 and go to 7, verse 7.
我们不读第六节,
by faith Noah, being warned of God of things that not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and, because, and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith.
挪亚因着信进蒙神指示他未见之事动了敬畏的心预备了一只方舟使他全家得救因此就定了那世代的罪自己也承受了那从信而来的义。Think
about Noah for a minute.
我们想一想挪亚。
Noah didn't see any boat or any pattern that he could build the ark after.
他从来没见过一个船或者怎么样的建造这个图形来建造一条船。
And the Bible tells us in Genesis that Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord.
他这个创世纪里面说神给他恩典因为他看见主。
Grace is a great word in the Bible. Grace.
恩典这个是在圣经里面是大。
I think in relation to Noah, I think that's the first mention of grace, I think.
我相信挪亚是第一个圣经里面提到关于恩典这个字。
And I think it took him years and he built that ark.
我相信他经过很多年来建这个方舟。
If he wouldn't have built the ark, where would we be?
那他如果没建那个方舟,
we wouldn't be here.
我们都不会在这里。
He preserved life, human life on this planet.
也在保存了人的性命。
God used Noah. But I don't read that Noah saw the Lord. Then we come to verse 8.
我们到第八节,
by faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out not knowing whither he went.
亚伯拉罕因着信蒙召的时候就遵命出去往将来要得为业的地方去出去的时候还不知往哪里去。
Verse 9.
第九节,
by faith he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise.
他因着信就在所应许之地做客，好像在异地居住帐篷，与那同盟一个应许的以撒、雅各一样。
In that verse, twice we have the word promise.
这里一句话直接两个应许。
For he looks for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God.
因为他等候那座有根基的城，就是神所经营所建造的。
Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised.
因着信连撒拉自己虽然过了生育的岁数，还能怀孕，因
notice in verse 11 the word seed.
这个看见,
Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed.
这个撒拉能够怀孕,
and was delivered of a child when she was past age.
她能够生一个孩子,
when we read the story of Abraham and Sarah in the Old Testament, we find this word seed many times.
当我们读创世纪读到亚伯拉罕跟撒拉的故事, 我们看到很关于后裔这个字,
and Paul tells us in Galatians it's not seeds, it's seed, singular.
当我们读保罗在加拉太书里面讲到这个后裔不是多数的是单数的。
And that's very important to realize that.
我们
Because way back in Genesis, that's a word of prophecy about Christ.
He's
a seed.
Yeah.
Verse 12. Therefore sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore innumerable.
12节, 所以从一个仿佛已死的人就生出, 子孙如同天上的星那样众多海边的沙那样无数。
These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth.
这些人都是存着信心死的，并没有得着所应许的，却从远处望见，且欢喜迎接，又承认自己在世上是客旅，是寄居的。
For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country.
说这样话的人是表明自己要找一个家乡。
And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is, an heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared for them a city. By faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that had received the promises, offered up his only begotten son.
亚伯拉罕因着信被试验的时候，把以撒献上，这便是那欢喜领受应许的，将自己独生的儿子献上。
I just want to point out in this verse the phrase, his only begotten son.
这里有一句话是他唯一的独生儿子。
Who does that remind you of?
这个提醒你的什么?
For God so loved the world
神爱世人,
that he gave his only begotten son.
将他的独生子赐给我。
That's what the Bible says about Isaac.
在这里讲到以上,
Isaac was Abraham's only begotten son.
以上是亚伯拉罕唯一的独生儿子。
He had another son.
他有另外的儿子,
not by Sarah though.
不是撒拉所生的,
he only had one son by Sarah.
他只有一个从撒拉生的。
It was his only begotten son.
这是他唯一的独生儿子。
It was the son of promise.
这是应许而生的儿子。
Verse 18,
18节,
of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called.
论到这儿子, 曾有话说, 以撒生的,
now look at verse 19. Accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure.
他以为神还能叫他从死里复活, 他也仿佛从始终都回他的儿子来。
Okay, let's turn back to the book of Genesis.
我们现在回到创世纪。
Where the story of Abraham begins. Genesis chapter 12. Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee.
耶和华对亚伯兰说，你要离开本地本族父家，往我所要指示你的地方去。
And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing.
我必叫你成为大国，我必赐福给你，叫你的名为大，你要叫别人得福。
These are some of the promises God made to Abraham.
你看到这里神给亚伯拉罕一些的应许。
I will bless thee,
I'll make 祝福你。
I'll make thy name great,
让你的名字伟大,
and thou shalt be a blessing.
你要使别人,
and I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed.
为你祝福的, 我必赐福与他, 那咒诅你的, 我必咒诅他, 地上的万族都要因你得福。
This is another prophecy. In thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. A prophecy of Christ.
这个算是这个神的一个预言哈。
Verse 6. 第六节。Maybe verse 7. 第七节。And the Lord appeared unto Abram and said, Unto thy seed will I give this land, and there buildeth he an altar unto the Lord who appeared unto him. When you read Genesis chapter 1 through 12,
当你读创世纪第一到第十二章，或者到第十一章，
you discover that man became so evil that God had to destroy man.
你发现人已经堕落到这么败坏，说神一定要毁灭了那个时代的人。
And so God sent the flood. But God was looking for a man.
但神还在寻找一个人。
You know, in the book of Ezekiel, we have this little phrase. God says, I sought for a man.
在以西结书里面有一句话说神在寻找一个人。
And as we read the book of Genesis, we find that God found his man in Abraham.
我们在读创世纪的时候，我们就发现神找到这样的人。
Was Abraham perfect?
他找到亚伯兰。
No.
亚伯兰是不是完全呢？
No.
没有。
No, he was not perfect.
他不是完全的人。
But God chose him, called him, and ordained that he should be the man that God would use to establish God's covenant on this earth.
神找到这个人，神呼召他，神拣选他，呼召他，使他能够跟神立约的一个人。
I don't know how it was that God appeared to him. I don't know.
我不知道神怎么对亚伯兰显现的。
But it's amazing. I don't know if we'll get to chapter 18 tonight, but it's amazing. Genesis 18 is an amazing chapter.
我不知道今天会不会看到第十八章，但十八章是一个很稀奇的一章圣经。
Maybe if I say Genesis 12, you know right away. If you read your Bible, you know what that says, or other places in the Bible. But when I say Genesis 18, I'm not sure if you know what I'm talking about.
我讲十二章大概都会知道，是开始谈到亚伯兰的一生。那讲到第十八章，你们可能没印象在讲什么。
It was one of those times that God appeared to Abraham.
就是神对亚伯兰这个显现。
And it's amazing. I'll just try to tell you briefly. Abraham was sitting in the door of his tent. Well, it's interesting about Abraham. This is interesting about him as well. He became very wealthy. Very wealthy. So wealthy that the ones that took care of his cattle and the one who took care of Lot's cattle couldn't get along together. There were so many cattle.
他的侄儿罗德跟他都很多牛羊，他们非常有钱。But
Abram never built a house.
但是亚伯拉罕从来没建一个房子。He was a
pioneer.
他是一个先锋。He
was a pilgrim.
他是一个受客旅的。Even
in the book of Hebrews, we learn that about Abram. And Isaac, they were pilgrims. Living in tents. And he's sitting in his tent door. And he sees three people in the heat of the day, and he sees three people coming towards him. And he goes into the tent.
And
says to Sarah,
他对萨拉说,
hurry and make some cakes. He said, really, hurry. And make some food. And then, well, first he told these three guests that were coming towards him, rest here. We want to wash your feet and we want to give you some food. And one of them was the Lord. And two angels. It's incredible. They stayed there. Sarah went and baked some cakes. Abram went to the flock and got a lamb or a kid and had a servant get it ready, dress it and get it ready to cook. And they made a meal for these three guests and they ate. Absolutely incredible. And as they, you know, they were on their way to Sodom and Gomorrah.
他们正要往所多玛与俄
to see if the sin that they knew about was really happening in that place. And they got to a certain point, and the two angels went on, and the Lord stayed with Abraham.
两个天使继续上路, 耶稣, 我们的主,
and they began to talk. And Abraham began to pray and barter for Sodom.
这个,
well, it's a tremendous chapter. I just discovered it anew, chapter 18, and I want to read it more. But you notice in verse 7 of chapter 12 that the Lord appeared unto Abram. And when the Lord appeared, what did he do? He built an altar. I think Abram built four altars, I think. So verse 7 tells us about the first one. It says he built an altar unto the Lord who appeared unto him. And then verse 8 says this, and he removed from thence unto a mountain on the east of Bethel, and pitched his tent, having Bethel on the west and Hai on the east. And there he built in an altar unto the Lord and called upon the name of the Lord.
第八节，从那里他又迁到伯特利东边的山，支搭帐篷；西边的伯特利东边是爱，他在那里又为耶和华筑了一座坛，求告耶和华的名。
That's verse 8, second altar.
这里讲到他第二次筑坛。
And then verse 10 begins with his going to Egypt.
第十节就讲到他去埃及了。When
he went to Egypt, I don't think he built any altars in Egypt. Egypt for Abram was a bypath. And there he fell. Remember? Sarah must have been a very beautiful woman. So they made an agreement. When we come to a place, he said to Sarah, tell everybody that you're my sister. And she, being a very submissive and very willing wife, agreed. Even though it was only a half truth. But it was amazing. It was amazing. When Sarah got into trouble, God intervened. On more than one occasion, God intervened from heaven. So God was watching over this man. And God wanted to bless him even more. But it seems as though God couldn't bless him until Lot was gone. So chapter 13 we read that Abram gives Lot the opportunity to choose and they separate. And then chapter 13 and verse 14. And the Lord said unto Abram, after that Lot was separated from him, lift up now thine eyes and look from the place where thou art northward and southward and eastward and westward.
罗德离也亚伯兰以后，耶和华对亚伯兰说：从你所在的地方，你举目向东西南北观看。
For all the land which thou seest to thee will I give it and to thy seed forever. There's that word seed again. But I want you to notice something on verse 15. Many times in the Old Testament when you see the word the land of promise, it actually is kind of a type of Christ.
旧约里面，当你看到应许之地啊，通常是一个基督的预表。
God was looking for a land.
神在找一块地。
God needed to have a man.
他需要一个人。
So that he could possess that man and then find a land.
他会得到这个人，找到一块地。
Eventually, God wants the whole earth back for himself.
最后，最终神要全地归给他。
And so Jesus taught his disciples to pray.
所以耶稣对他门徒这样说，你要这样祷告。
Our Father who art in heaven.
我们天上的父。
Hallowed be thy name.
这个愿人都尊你的名为圣。
Thy kingdom come.
愿你的国降临。
Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
So one day, the Lord Jesus Christ is going to reign as King over the whole earth.
有一天，主耶稣要来到地上，他成为王，治理这个地。
And what a day that will be!
哇，这个想想那会怎么样
？But God needed to start with man and get a land, so He began with Abraham.
神需要找到一个人，从人开始，说他找到亚伯拉罕。
So God said to Abraham,
神对亚伯拉罕说
look north, look south, look east, look west.
向东西南北观看。
All the land that you see,
所有你看过的地。
To thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever.
我会给你跟你的后裔。
Now listen, brothers and sisters.
请弟兄姊妹留意听。
All of Christ that you see, you will enjoy.
你如果真的看到主，你会有享受的。
You may sometimes say, why does he talk all the time about revelation?
为什么我们有时候会说，为什么他常常讲关于启示
？Why do we sing these hymns about seeing Christ？
为什么我们唱这些诗歌说看到主
？Let me tell you，
你能让我告诉你
？It's vital for every one of us。
是非常重要的。
To have our own divine revelation of Christ。
我们都需要有一个神圣的，真的看见我们的主。
As I already read from 2 Corinthians， why is it important？ Because that's how God changes us。
我们刚才读过更多后书，我们知道我们看见主，我们才会被改变。
What is God looking for?
我们的神在找什么呢
？Well, one thing God wants is a family.
神要找到是一个家。
No, when we're saved, when we're born again, what are we?
我们重生得救了，我们是什么呢
？We're a baby.
我们只是婴孩。
Right?
是不是呢
？Well, everybody loves a baby.
那每个人都喜欢小婴孩。
They're wonderful. Well, I mean when they're quiet.
当他们安静的时候很可爱。
And full.
当他们吃饱的时候。
And smiling.
笑。
But we want them to grow up, right?
我们希望他们长得大。
Did you want your little babies to stay babies?
你希望他一直都是一个婴孩吗
？I didn't. We had two. They were babies.
那我们现在有两个婴孩。
And I think I was pushing them to grow up too fast.
我一直希望他们快长大。
So God wants us to grow up.
神要我们能够长大。
So what's he after?
他究竟在寻找什么
？Sons.
一个儿子。
Just like Christ.
像基督。
He's after sons.
找儿子。
And so we sang that hymn about all of our sorrows are going to be over, all of our troubles, everything's when we see him.
我们刚刚唱过，我们所有的忧伤、所有的难处都会过去，如果我们见到主。
But here, in order to grow up, we may have to go through some things.
在这里，我们如果真的要真正的能够长大，我们可能要经过一些事。
Some things that we don't like.
经过一些我不喜欢的。
I'm speaking for myself.
我在讲到我自己。
Things come upon us that we don't want.
一些事临到我身上，我所不要。
Things happen in our lives that we can't understand.
在我生命中所发生的事，我不明白。
One day we'll see him.
有一天我们会见到他。
And they'll be over.
一切都过去了。
But now he's working. God's working in every one of our lives.
他正在做工，在我们每一个人的生命里。
To transform us.
改变我们。
And conform us to the image of Christ.
把我们磨成神儿子的形象。
He wants us to grow up as sons.
希望我们能够长大成为儿子。
Because as sons, he can give us responsibility.
因为到你成为儿子，你就会承受责任。
And actually, when we leave this life and enter into that with him in paradise, in heaven, we may have responsibilities then.
不止在今生， 有一天我们到乐园或者在天家，我们是有责任的。
So he said, so the Lord said to Abram in verse 15, "All the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever."
把你所见的这一切地，我都要赐给你跟你的后裔，直到永远。
Verse 16, and I will make thy seed as the dust of the earth, so that if a man can number the dust of the earth, then shall thy seed also be numbered. Arise, walk through the land in the length of it and in the breadth of it, for I will give it unto thee. Then Abram removed his tent and came and dwelt in the plain of Mamre, which is in Hebron, and built there an altar unto the Lord.
亚伯兰就搬了帐篷，来到希伯伦曼利的橡树那里居住，在那里为耶和华筑了一座坛。
I believe that's the third time that he built an altar.
这是讲到第三次他筑了一座坛。
Okay, now I want you to turn over to chapter 15, and verse
翻到第十五章
and verse 5.
第五节。
Maybe I'll start at verse 4. And behold, the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, This shall not be thine heir, but he that shall come forth out of thine own bowels shall be thine heir.
耶和华又对他说，这人必不成为你的后裔，你本身所生的才成为你的后裔。
And he brought him forth abroad and said, Look now toward heaven, and tell the stars if thou be able to number them. And he said unto him, So shall thy seed be.
于是领他到走到外边说，你向天观看，数算众星，能数得过来吗？又对他说，你的后裔将要如此。
Did you remember that in chapter 13, he said, look north, south, east and west, all horizontal, look that way. In verse 14 of chapter 13, God said, lift now up thine eyes and look from the place where thou art northward, southward, eastward, and westward. But in chapter 15, verse 5, he says, look up. Look now toward the heaven. And tell the stars if you're able to number them. And he said, so shall thy seed be. Verse 6, and he believed in the Lord and he counted it to him for righteousness. Sometimes we call Abraham the father of faith. He believed God. He trusted the Lord. And he got up and obeyed when the Lord spoke. That's one of the things that God really honored about Abraham, is that he obeyed.
神能够提高亚伯拉罕，因为他听话。
Think of this man, Abraham.
我们想一想亚伯拉罕这个人。
As far as we know, Abraham was worked in Ur of the Chaldees making idols.
我们知道亚伯拉罕他是在加勒底的乌尔在造偶像。
And God spoke and called him out of that.
神在这样的情况里面呼召他。
And we read it in chapter 12. He left his family, he left his city, his country, he left everything and began to follow God. And he didn't know where he was going.
他就离开他的家人，离开他的城市，离开他的国家。他出来，他不知道去哪里。
But he knew that God was speaking to him.
但他知道神对他说话。
Well, brothers and sisters, is God speaking today?
神今天有没有在说话呢？
Have you ever heard him speak?
你有听过他说话吗？
Well, it's very important that we learn how to hear his voice.
我们这个要能够听得懂他的话是非常的重要。
Because he wants to guide us.
因为他要引导我们。
And he's able to guide us.
他是能够引导我们的。
Did you know that?
你知不知道呢？
God can guide you in everything.
神在这里都在引导我们。
And sometimes we wonder, how are you going to do that? Well, I'm going to try to give you just a few pointers on guidance. Do Do you want to be guided by the Lord? You students that are studying and you're going to get a job or going to get married or are going to go back to China or whatever, do you want to know His guidance? It's very important. And sometimes we hear brothers and sisters say, I don't hear His voice. I don't know what He's saying. But He is speaking. And it's wonderful. Well, actually, if we belong to Him, the Bible in the book of Job tells us this. He never takes His eyes off of us. Did you hear me? The Bible strongly encourages us to keep our eyes on the Lord Jesus Christ. But remember, God has His eyes on us and He never takes them off. You can look it up in Job 36 and 7. Not now, but later. Just write it down. It says, He withdraweth not His eyes from the righteous. That's a tremendous thing. Remember that when you're writing your final exam. Remember that when you're thinking about marriage. Remember that when you've got a difficulty or a challenge you don't have the answer to. You know, we sing the song, His Eye is on the Sparrow. This is our God. God is living. Our God is living. He's alive. Well, I want to get to the New Testament, but I want to share this about guidance first. I'm tempted to ask for a raise of hands. How many of you want the Lord's guidance? Oh, I think we all do. My hand is up. Lord, I want You to guide me. I want that. Amen. Amen. Listen. Ask Him to give you a greater love for this. Because many times He speaks to us through His Word. Did you hear me? Many times He speaks. This Word, yes, this is the written Word, but God can make it the living Word. And I think every time I come, I challenge you to read the Bible, the whole Bible, in every year. I think Hudson Taylor read the Bible 40 times. And one of our friends in Cuba that's going to be with the Lord now, his name is Pancho, he tells us he read it 100 times. So read the Bible. And when you can, study it. And also memorize it. And meditate upon it. Because often God speaks through this precious Word. Okay? How else does He speak? By the Holy Spirit. If you are born of God, you have God living inside of you. You have Christ living inside of you. Can I hear a hallelujah? God, the living God, living inside of us. With his promise. I'm speaking about promises tonight. Did He keep His promise to Abram? Did He?
Yes.
Yes. Say it loud. Yes.
Yes.
Right. He kept His promise. When He promised that He was going to send His Son, did He keep His promise?
He said he would send his son to the earth. 做成了。
Yes. He has promises for us.
他有对我们都有应许。
He will keep them.
他会保持。
What did he tell the disciples?
他跟他们主怎么说呢？
I'm going to leave you.
我会离开你们。
Oh, they were so sad.
他们就很忧伤。
But he said, it's better for you that I go away.
你这个不要离开嘛。
If I don't go, I can't send the comforter.
他说，如果我不离开，我就不能够差遣。
Another person just like him.
另外一个位格跟主一样。
And he has come to dwell within us.
他要住在我们的里面。
And if we're born of God, he's living inside of us.
所以我们如果是重生得救的，他住在我们的里面。
I believe he's always speaking.
我相信他一直在说话。
Practical things.
这个事物上的。
Spiritual things.
属灵的。
I don't believe he differentiates.
我不相信他有这个怎么分开的。
In fact, let me tell you how I feel that he spoke to me today.
我告诉你今天神怎么对我说。
And I don't know why I did it.
我也不知道为什么这样发生。
I was out in the driveway.
我在停车场外面。
Getting our van ready to pick up Dean and Anna.
我正要开车出去去接这对老夫妻来。
And I think everybody's gone in the house.
其他人已经进房子了。
And I was looking at the tires of my van.
我在看我的轮胎。
Well, big deal.
轮胎有什么好看的？
But when I looked at the tires,
当我看轮胎，
I saw an arrow pointing to a crack in the tire.
看到一个箭嘴堵到一个裂痕。
And we've come about 700 or 800 miles to get here.
我们已经开了700-800里过来到这里的。
70 miles an hour.
这个一个小时开70。
Not 4.5 months on the boat.
我们坐四个半月在船上。
Going 70 miles an hour, 71, 72.
我开一个小时70几。
So I think, I believe the Lord directed me to look at that tire.
我相信神叫我看那个轮胎。
So Lord willing, tomorrow we're going to get it changed.
可能因此就告诉我应该去换个轮胎。
God speaks about practical things, about jobs, families, and spiritual things. God speaks.
神要对我们说的话，有些非常实在的，关于家庭，关于工作，每件事。
He's always speaking.So don't fill up your ears with all kinds of sounds. Okay, so he speaks through his word. He speaks with that, the witness of his spirit inside. He speaks through our brothers and sisters. Are you having difficulty deciding what to do?
当你有困难不知道怎么决定的时候。
Do you know any spiritual brothers and sisters that you really, really regard them as spiritual and more grown up than you?
你对那些比较年长的弟兄姊妹。
Go to them and ask them.
去他们那里跟他们交通。
What you should do.
我应该怎么做？
So that's three ways that God can guide us.
有三方面神能够引导我们。
And God was guiding Abraham.
神在这里引导亚伯拉罕。
Oh, we have the living God living inside of us.
我们有一个活的神住在我们的里面。
I'm going to try to finish here pretty soon. I told you that God appeared to Abraham.
我告诉过你们神对亚伯拉罕说话。
But Abraham saw the Lord Jesus.
我们的亚伯拉罕在这里看到主耶稣。
I don't know whether it was in chapter 18 when those three came to him. One of them was the Lord. I don't know if that was Christ.
这个在十八章里面三个人过来有一个是不是耶稣
Let's turn over to the New Testament for a few scriptures.
我们先来看新约
Matthew 22
马太福音第二十二章
I'll try to tell you very briefly and then we'll read what the story is about and then we'll read one verse. In the New Testament when you read about Sadducees and Pharisees you must remember there are two religious sects or groups in that time that did not accept the Lord Jesus. They did not believe in him.
在主耶稣的时代在新约主耶稣的时代有两个党派的人一个是撒都该人一个是法利赛人
And the Pharisees believed in a resurrection, but the Sadducees did not believe in a resurrection. And these groups that felt they were pretty brilliant, they were always looking for a way to trip the Lord Jesus or trip him up in his talk. So one day the Sadducees came to Jesus and said this. There was a woman that married a man. And he had six brothers. And the woman died. I mean, her husband died. Sorry. Her husband died. And in those days, it was kind of a tradition to marry the next brother. So this poor woman married another brother. And he died. She married another one. They all died, and eventually she had all seven.
So they
said to Jesus, in the resurrection, whose wife will she be? Listen to the answer of Jesus. Matthew 22, verse 31 and 32.
第二十二章第三十一、三十二节。
But as touching the resurrection of the dead, have ye not read that which was spoken unto you by God, saying,
论到使人复活，神在经上向你们所说的，你们没有念过吗？
I am the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. God is not the God of the dead, but of the living.
他说我是亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神、雅各的神，神不是死人的神，乃是活人的神。
And when the multitude heard this, they were astonished at his doctrine.
众人听见这话，就稀奇他的教训。
Now turn over to the Gospel of John.
我们先翻到约翰福音。Chapter 8, verse 53.
The Jews asked Jesus, Art thou greater than our father Abraham, which is dead, and the prophets are dead? Who makest thou thyself? Jesus answered, If I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It is my Father that honoreth me, of whom ye say that he is your God.
54节，耶稣回答说：“我若荣耀自己，我的荣耀就算不得什么。荣耀我的乃是我的父，就是你们所说你们的神。”Yet
ye have not known him, but I know him. And if I should say I know him not, I shall be a liar like unto you. But I know him and keep his saying.
你们未曾认识他，我却认识他。我若说我不认识他，我就是说谎的，像你们一样。但我认识他，也遵守他的道。Your
father Abraham rejoiced to see my day. And he saw it and was glad. Then said the Jews unto him, Thou art not yet 50 years old, and hast thou seen Abraham? Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Before Abraham was, I am. Abraham saw the day of the Lord Jesus. I want to close with a little couple words from back in Genesis
22.
I believe if I share on Sunday, when I share on Sunday, I'll try to finish up on the life of Abraham.
可能礼拜天还会继续有点交通，如果交通这个我会关于亚伯拉罕这一生，我会把它结束。Genesis 22 and verse 1
at the end of the verse.
创世纪第22章第1节。
Yeah, I'll just read verse 1.
第1节。
And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, Behold, here I am.
这事以后，神要试验亚伯拉罕，就呼叫他说：“亚伯拉罕，他说我在这里。”
When you read the Bible,
当你读圣经,
you will find a number of places where we have this little phrase. When God speaks, the person says, "Here am I."
你会找到有一些的地方，当我们的神说话的时候，听话的人说，我在这里。
God blessed Abraham so much.
神祝福亚伯拉罕。
And then he asked him one day.To sacrifice his son.
神大大的祝福亚伯拉罕，神就对亚伯拉罕说，请把他的儿子献给神。
The son of promise.
这应许的儿子。
The miracle son.
是一个从神迹生下来的儿子。
The gift that God had given him.
是神给他的礼物。
God said, "I want you to lay him on the altar."
神对他说，我要你这个儿子。
And Abraham said.
亚伯拉罕说，我在这里。
In other words, I will do whatever you want me to do.
换句话说，你要我做什么，我都可以做。
Is God here tonight?
神在这里吗？
Is he speaking?
他有在说话吗？
He's also listening.
他也在听。
He wants to hear every one of us say in our heart, I'm here for you.
他愿意听到我们每我们每个人从我们心中说，主，我们的神，我在这里。主，我在这里。
He may be saying something different to every one of us.
他可能对我们每个人讲的不同的东西。
But he waits for us to say, "Here I am."
但他要我们的回答是神，我在这里。
And hopefully, I'll remember on Sunday to mention a few others that said this in the Word of God.
我希望大家能够记起来在。圣经里面记载有一些其他的也这样说，我在这里。
And how God blessed them.
我们就看到神怎么祝福他们。
And used them in a mighty way. Used them.
神就用他们。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we want to thank you tonight for your precious word.
父啊，我们愿意谢谢你用你自己宝贵的话。
We do say tonight, Father, you are the living God.
你的话告诉我们说，你是一个活的神。
And you are our King.
你是我们的王。
And you have given us your only begotten Son.
因为你把你独生儿子赐给我们。
So here we are before you tonight.
说我们今天在你的面前。
And you are looking into every one of our hearts.
你现在查看我们每一个人的心。
I want to pray, Father, that every one of us will say that in our hearts.
父啊，我愿意每一位在这里都能够从心中这样说。
Lord, I'm here.
主啊，我在这里。
I'm here for you.
我在是为你在这里。
Guide me.
引导我。
Whatever you want, I want to do it.
不管你要我们要我做什么，我都愿意。
Pray in your glorious name.
奉你荣耀的名祷告。
Amen. Amen. When we were June and I were just in Cuba in February.
我们二月份在古巴。
And I was sharing in a little town called Sahuala Grande with about 25 people.
在一个小镇的里面。
Yeah. I was sharing in a group like this, but smaller.
大概25个人。
And there was a little boy there, 4 years old.
有一个男生四岁左右。
And I told the people, I said, "You can talk to God in your heart."
我对那些在场的人说，你可以从心中对神讲话。
Because God is looking into your heart and listening.
因为神在看见你的心中在听的。
So you can talk to him in your heart at this moment.
你可以在这个时候从心中对神讲话。
So this little boy looked up at his mother and said, "Can my heart talk?"
那个四岁的孩子跟他妈说，我的心可以讲话的吗？
Can my heart talk?
我的心可以讲话的。
Yes, your heart can talk.
我们的心是可以讲话的。
So tell the Lord tonight.
我们告诉我们的主。
Here I am.
我在这里。
Amen.